Welcome to the Heart Zone, featuring George Cannon. This broadcast is a time of teaching and encouragement from Kerwinsville Christian Church. For more information, we invite you to visit us on the web at www.kerwinsvillechristian.org. And now for a message from the Heart Zone. Here's George Cannon.
All right, folks, what I want you to do is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, we're going to look at the first five verses. And again, we're doing a series called Our Life in Christ. And I think this is a very timely series because, to be very honest with you, I've mentioned it in my prayer earlier, we live in uncertain times and really disappointing times. And to be honest with you, people are unsure about church, unsure about Christianity and faith and what it means. And there's actually a lot of disappointment and suspicion about church. You may not be aware of that, but it's happening. It happens right here in our community. It's happening nationwide in our nation. A suspicion about church. And some of it is, to be very honest with you, some of the things that are being raised as concerns are legitimate. Some are because the church has lost its focus. And so we're doing this series, Our Life in Christ, because really the most important thing about Christianity isn't the church. Did you realize that? The most important thing about your faith is not Kerwinsville Christian Church, the building, the organization. That's not the most important thing. The most important thing is not what we do as a church and what is our outreach or what is our programming or whatever. That's not the most important thing. The most important thing, to be very honest with you, is Jesus and your relationship with Him. And that comes over and over in the reality of Scripture. And it's easy in church, I'll just be honest with you, to lose focus of that. And that just creates suspicion. Because so many people, if you have been in church for a while, you know people who have been hurt by church, who have been disappointed in church, and some have left the church. I'm not coming back there ever again. Forget that. I can do it on my own. And, well, I'm going to give you 2 points here. So the first one, I've just kind of mentioned it already. We live in an age where people have grown very suspicious about the church. I saw a recent poll in Gallup, I think it was Gallup or Pew, that said they were ranking people as far as who people trusted. And nurses are at the top. Everybody agree with that, right? When you go to the doctor, that's who you mostly see is your nurse, right? You trust your nurse. Well, you know, the reality is that pastors were in the 30% range. Wow. Now, the article just went on to talk about how's that possible, blah, blah, blah. Well, I know exactly how that's possible. We're suspicious about church. We're very suspicious about church. Here's the thing. Why are people so skeptical? Well, the issue is this is because in the midst of doing church, we've forgotten people. Why? Because it's all about whatever the, quote, vision is from God, which, by the way, is very scary when you think about it. Why doesn't God have the same vision for every pastor who comes to a church? Why is it always different? That's not reflective of God. God knows what He wants to do with His church, right? And it's not going to change because the guy who's the pastor changes, okay? But so that creates skepticism. The other skepticism, if you talk to most people, what do most people that you talk to say about church? What is church only interested in? Your what? Money. And yes, that's true. We're more concerned about butts in the pews and bucks in the offering plate. That creates what? Suspicion, right? Why is that suspicion there? It's because we've lost our focus. We've lost what church was supposed to be about. Church is supposed to be about people who love Jesus being there to encourage each other in their walk with Christ. That's what it's about. It's about people. And so there's this suspicion. There's this suspicion. So you say, okay, George, well, that's interesting. How do we come to a proper perspective? Well, I think it's like what we're doing right now. We're going through Colossians, where the whole basis of Colossians, Paul is trying to address some false teaching that is misguiding them and get them back to the center of what really matters. And what really matters, can I tell you what really matters? Is you growing in your relationship with Jesus. And us encouraging you to do that as you encourage us to do that. And we're going to see that today, because Paul, I'll be honest with you, he's our example, right? He's the apostle. He's the one who's telling us how we should be doing church, right? If you look at his example, I want you to notice what he's concerned for. You know what he's concerned for? He isn't concerned for himself. He's concerned for others. He's concerned for you. So let's look at these five verses together. Paul writes this, "For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ." Now here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to look here and look at Paul's personal struggle. And you're going to be amazed what his personal struggle is. Usually when we talk about personal struggles, we talk about the stuff that we're wrestling with as far as our own personal lives. His personal struggle, you're going to be shocked by, isn't about stuff of concerning him. It's about other people. And then we're going to see the basis for the concern. Okay, you're going to see what is most important to him and why he's concerned for you and I. And I'll be honest with you, this is what church should be concerned about. This is what church should be concerned about. Okay, so let's look at this together. First of all, let's look at verse 1, the personal struggle. Here's what he says. "For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and as for many who have not seen my face in the flesh." Now, I want to remind you of something. This church, Colossae, as well as Laodicea, were not planted by Paul.